Signs of Our Future at the Detroit Auto Show. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It used to be that fuel-efficient cars were not taken all that seriously. But that's changed. Jim Motovalli is the author of High Voltage and a blogger for the New York Times and Car Talk. He joins me from the North American International Auto Show. Jim, there's no such thing as a green car section of the auto show because everyone is seeking better fuel economy. What's driving that?
I think what we're seeing is green technology has been incorporated into pretty much all of the cars on display here. So the green cars aren't all in a little special penned-in area. That's inherently a good thing. And maybe at this auto show 2013, we're not seeing a lot of electric car introductions or plug-in hybrid introductions. But what we're seeing is eco incorporated into every model that is introduced here, including the Corvette Stingray and the Grand Cherokee Jeep SRT, both of which have eco modes or eco buttons, because every automaker is being driven towards the 2025 goal of 54.5 miles per gallon fleet average, which the federal government is demanding. And also, California has standards. Automakers have to produce zero emission battery cars to meet that mandate. So these things are very powerful drivers. Also, people want very fuel-efficient cars. So even the big performance vehicles that were V8s in the past tend to be V6s or even turbo four cylinders now. So we're moving downscale and we're moving up in terms of the average fuel economy. Even that Corvette can maybe get 30 miles per gallon on the highway, and that would have been unthinkable 30 years ago.
You mentioned the 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025 standard. How are automakers going to meet that?
Automakers are trying very hard to meet the 54.5 mile per gallon standard by 2025 with a whole panoply of technologies. It's electric cars, yes, battery electrics. Nearly every automaker has that, but they also have plug-in hybrids, and it should not be discounted that they have these regular gasoline cars with very fuel-efficient engines. They're also getting into the very low end of the subcompact market with cars like the Ford Fiesta and the Chevy Spark, which they probably would not have competed in previously. American automakers are really looking at the lower end of the market in a way they hadn't done before. So it's no one technology is getting them to the goal. It's a lot of things combined, but they are very much mindful of reaching that 54.5 mile per gallon goal.
What kind of cars do you see most of us driving 20 or 30 years from now?
I think 20 or 30 years from now, most people will be in either some form of plug-in hybrid or in battery electric cars. And I also think we'll see degrees of autonomy in cars. That means self-driving. I think by that time, if we're not in totally self-driving cars, we will be in vehicles where many of the functions are done for you. Like the car will be retrieved by pushing a button on your remote control. It'll come out of the garage and pull up for you. And then when you need to put it away, you'll push a button and it'll go away. There'll be things like that. Maybe not total autonomy. Maybe you'll have some function as a driver. But I think we're definitely moving away from the car. You're having to control the car totally. I think that's pretty much going to be a thing of the past. Every trend is pointing that way. I think you're likely to be driving a semi-autonomous electric car at that time.
All right. Jim Motovalli is the author of High Voltage and a blogger for the New York Times and Car Talk. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.